In our first reading today, we hear about Naaman the Syrian. He was a great general of the armies of Syria, but he had leprosy, and he heard about the God of Israel, that he was able to work wonders. So he went to the prophet Elisha and asked, with the intent of asking him for healing. And the prophet Elisha didn't greet him. As he was getting close, the prophet sent one of his servants out and told Naaman to wash in the Jordan River 7 times and he'd be cleansed. And Naaman was furious. He said, "I thought for sure he'd come out and he'd wave his hands over the leprosy and call upon the power of his God, and there'd be like some sort of wonder or something." And so he said, "Aren't the rivers in Syria better than the Jordan River?" So he turned around and started to leave in anger. And then his servants tried to reason with him. And they said, "If the prophet had asked you to do some great task, like travel to some far off land, you would have done it. How much more, since he just told you to bathe in the river 7 times, should you do that?" So Naaman said, "All right." So he decided to go and wash in the Jordan River. And not only was the leprosy cleansed when he did that, but it said his skin became like that of a child. And what this shows is that God uses ordinary signs, like water in this case, to bring about his grace, for his grace to work through. And this, of course, foreshadows the sacrament of baptism, that the Lord uses a simple sign, water, in order to bring about a great work. And the lepers, the same thing. Christ says to them to do something very simple. He says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were doing so, they were cleansed. And this foreshadows the sacrament of confession, which heals leprosy of our souls, because sin is like leprosy that destroys our souls, and confession purifies that. I think when it comes to our salvation, oftentimes people, just because we're human beings, we tend to be very focused upon ourselves and what we're doing in order to attain salvation. Like, are we doing enough good works? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? And we forget that the majority of salvation is not what we do, but what Christ does for us. Because if we spend every day of our lives doing good works from now until the moment we die, that would not be enough to atone for a single sin. It's not enough. And so in the grand scheme of things, our works are they are important for us to do good works and respond to God's grace, but that's a very small part of salvation. The majority of salvation is what God is doing for us. And so he instituted 7 sacraments. The definition of a sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to bestow grace. So he uses 7 simple signs in order to pour out his grace upon us. An analogy, a sacrament is like an aqueduct. You know, an aqueduct carries water to a city. And the sacraments are like aqueducts of grace. And they take the grace that Christ won for us on Calvary through his crucifixion, his death, and then his resurrection. It takes that grace and makes it available to us. So that right here at Mass this morning, 10 a.m. in St. Patrick Church, we have access to graces far greater than what Naaman received when he was cleansed in the Jordan River of his leprosy. We have access to the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And so every one of the sacraments has a visible element and an invisible. The visible is the sign that we see, bread and wine. The invisible reality is the grace of the sacrament. Now, whenever we approach a sacrament, it's important for us to have the right disposition. The disposition is our attitude when we come to the sacrament. So someone who goes to an aqueduct, there's all sorts of water pouring through. But how much water do they actually take? You know, usually only a small portion of the water that's there. So the disposition is like how much grace we're pooling from the sacraments. There's infinite grace available, but one person may receive an incredible amount of grace from a sacrament, and someone else doesn't receive any based upon their disposition. So when we look at our disposition, does someone believe in the reality of the sacraments? Do they have faith? And do they receive that sacrament with faith? Or are they just showing up at church and they're like, "How long am I going to have to be here and when can I leave?" two entirely different dispositions. One person is going to receive more grace than the other. Do we desire the grace from the sacrament? Do we desire an outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Are we praying for certain gifts of the Holy Spirit that we can receive those from the sacrament? Are we thankful for the graces that are available there, or are we indifferent to them? That all affects our disposition. Do we know what's happening with the sacraments? Do we understand what the seven sacraments are and what graces are available? If not, we need to study those. And so it's important whenever we approach the sacraments to have the right disposition and never to ignore or underestimate their power like Naaman did. He's like, oh, you know, washing the Jordan River, the heck with that, I'm going back to Syria. He was going to ignore that entirely. When the Lord wanted to use that simple sign to bestow incredible graces on him. So too, often people today will just ignore the sacraments. They say, well, I don't have to go to church. I don't need the sacraments. God knows what's in my heart. And so they ignore the reality that's present in the sacraments. They don't take advantage of that grace. So it's important for us never to underestimate the power of those sacraments and always to receive them with gratitude. One other thing as we look at Naaman and how he was cleansed in the waters. It was not just a physical cleansing. But after he was cleansed physically, what we hear in the first reading is he says, never will I worship any other god except the God of Israel. There was an inner transformation where he gave up his worship of false gods. And he committed himself to the worship of the one true God. So the grace that was available there went deeper than just a physical healing. It penetrated his soul and brought him to faith in the living God. And so when we approach the sacraments, the same thing should happen. We should approach it not just looking at the physical sign, but allowing the grace to penetrate within our souls and to transform us. With the lepers, 9 of them were ten of them were healed, but 9 of them didn't return. That grace didn't penetrate their souls. They were physically healed, but only one of them experienced an inner transformation where they went back to Christ and fell down crying out in gratitude. And so as we come to the sacraments each Sunday, the danger is that we'll be like the 9 lepers and we'll just get used to the sacraments and we don't care. You know, we just receive them casually. But we need to make a real effort to make sure we're like the 1 leper who returned in gratitude. So have we fallen down in gratitude and adoration when we look at the grace that we received at our baptism, when we look at the graces we've received by coming to Mass on Sundays, when we look back on our confessions and think about all the different sins through our entire life that the Lord has forgiven us? Have we fallen down in gratitude like that leper and cried out in thanksgiving to God? If not, now's the time to start. We should be falling on our knees in gratitude when we realize just how much the Lord is doing for us in order to help us on the path to salvation. Now take the time, anytime you receive a sacrament, to make sure you give proper thanks and gratitude to God. There's no need to rush out after Mass. Take a few minutes. You know, it's not a mortal sin to stick around and say a prayer of gratitude after Mass. You know, don't be in a hurry to rush out. The most important time to give thanks to God is especially in those moments after we receive a sacrament. So take advantage of those incredible moments of grace and drink deeply from the aqueduct of grace. Drink deeply from the graces that our Lord gives to us. And so as we look at these accounts of the healing of the leper and the healing of Naaman, never underestimate the power of the sacraments and what our Lord can do and how he can transform us through these simple signs, because salvation is a cooperative effort. Yes, it's about what we do for the Lord, but more importantly, it's what the Lord does for us.